Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
So Dan, obviously you're a counsellor, you know, and you know, you obviously recommend people do counselling to figure out a lot of their problems, but a lot of people, you know, maybe have resistance around going to counselling, or they want to try and do everything they can before they actually pay the money to go and do counselling. Like, what are some things that people can do by themselves to figure out their own problems before thinking about counselling?
Yeah, that's a good one. So I think with the way that a lot of us reflect or make sense of big decisions in our world is we seek advice socially, right? Being social creatures, we reach out to people around us, family, friends, and, you know, that can be helpful. I'm not saying don't do that, but a lot of the time they have a vested interest as well, right? Like, they're close to the situation and they may have an opinion on it, which actually can be destructive, because a lot of the time we take what people say to heart, right? Or we take it as gospel. So I think that in itself can be a little bit dangerous at times if we're constantly seeking external validation or external proof of our decisions. So the reason that counseling is beneficial is because it's a neutral, unbiased person who's separate from the scenario. So instead of, you know, having the emotional connection to you, because, like, let's say, for example, it's like, you know, you're going through a relationship troubles and then you go to your parent, one of your parents, to ask them about it. That parent's already going to have an opinion on your partner. And at the end of the day, they're going to care about you more than they care about the partner. So if you tell them, oh, they've been doing this recently, and that's seen as a negative thing, then potentially the advice could be, well, maybe just leave them then, right? And it's like, maybe that's not helpful. Maybe you actually just need to, like, flesh it out and talk through all of the different scenarios. So yeah, a lot of the time it's like we just go to people in a social situation to get the outcome, and we're hoping that they're going to tell us what to do. But a lot of the time you have to sit with yourself and internally figure out what's right for you based on your values, based on where you are in life. And, you know, that can be really hard to do when there's a lot of uncertainty around a decision, especially like a tough decision. So yeah, one thing that you can do is kind of ask yourself, you know, what would you say to a friend who was in the same situation? So if someone is in the exact same situation as you, one of your best friends, and they're coming to you and they're sitting with you and they're really vulnerable and they're going, hey, I'm going through this, I'm really struggling with it. It's like, you know, what would you do in that scenario if you were in that same position? How would you give advice to that person? So, I mean, that's a really helpful way of trying to reframe it, because if we think about our problem internally, right, we can have, like, our fear centers can, like, poke up and be like, oh, we're in threat right now, so we need to react to it immediately. Oh, the relationship's breaking down, I just need to run, or whatever it is that your fear response is doing. But, you know, just asking yourself, well, if my friend was in the same situation, what would I say to them? You'll find that the response will be completely different a lot of the time. And it's really weird, because when you ask yourself that question, it's almost like an automatic response, because we're typically really good at giving advice to people. Yeah. We just suck at doing it for ourselves.
See what other people's problems are.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes that, like, one layer removed can be quite helpful, I find, yeah. To reflect on it.
Yeah, that is a really good way to do it, because, yeah, immediately, you know, if you ask me, or, you know, if I can see that you're in a position or whatever, I'm like, oh, dude, you have to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you might have resistance around it or whatever, but it just seems so obvious from my point of view, even if it's not right or whatever. But it's a good exercise to play to separate yourself from the environment.
Yeah.
But yeah, one thing that's important that you were talking about before is that it's like, yeah, you have to take everyone's advice with a grain of salt. Hey, and it's like, you know, we're good with it because we can ask each other, you know, the advice, and often you're very cautious with it. But I'm like, Dan, just tell me exactly what you would do if you were in my scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you're like, well, I don't want to. And I'm like, no, I know, because, like, yeah. I know that I'm going to take your words with a grain of salt. Because I'm like, I still am going to make my own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a free thinker. I think for myself, you know. And, you know, I do pride myself on that. But it is good to just be like, just give it to me straight. You're in my position now. What would you do with all the information that I have given you? Mm-hmm. You know? And you're like, okay, well, I would do this. And I go, okay, cool. Well, that's an interesting take, you know.
Mm.
And I take that and I, you know, store it with all the other information that I have around the topic. And it allows me to prop up my decision making and have more information to make a decision based off of.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, Dan would do that. Okay, well, I blind myself and do that, you know?
Mm.
It's different with different things. Like, if you're like, oh, I went to, like, this float center and it was great, then I'm like, cool. Well, I can just blindly make that decision and I don't care about doing research.
Yes.
That's a good, you know, to be like, cool, I'll just take that advice.
Or a book recommendation.
Yeah,
it's prime. Like, oh, yeah, cool.
Yep. Oh, he recommended it and I know him. I know he likes the same books as me.
Boom. Yeah.
you know. But if you're like, oh yeah, you know, you should kill your mother, it's like, okay, well, maybe you shouldn't listen to Dan. Yeah. He's a psychopathic counselor, you know. So, but you know, I'd take it in with all of my decision making.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, on the topic
for sure. And it's good that you say that, because I think maybe it's a little bit rarer to have that separation. You know, because I think a lot of people do take things as fact. Right, when someone gives advice.
Well, yeah, because you're a social creature that I trust. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, and I just want that decision to be made for me. I want to feel safe. And it's like, oh, well, he said he would do that. Okay, cool. I'll just do that. You know, you don't have to. Then the stress from you making the decision is gone.
Yeah.
And you can just trust your peer. You know what I mean?
100%.
You want to fit in as well. Be like, look, I made that decision that you said. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing I always think of is like anxiety breeds an uncertainty, right? So it's like when you're uncertain of a decision, when you don't know what to do, that's where anxiety typically comes from. That's where it pokes its little head out. And if someone, a friend that you trust, a parent, whoever it is, gives you advice and says, oh, I think you should do that, it takes away the uncertainty. It takes away the sitting with the discomfort of making a decision. So that's why I think a lot of the time we make decisions based on what other people think we should do. You know, and I see that way too often, especially when, you know, we've been modeled to think that way or be that way based on our early upbringing. It's so easy just to go, oh, well, I'm going to go to that one person who's always there for me and then do what they think. But then it's like, but then you're just kind of repeating the pattern and you're also just becoming a second version of them, you know? So it's like, it is so important to sit with your internal thoughts and sit with your values. And like you said, get advice from people, because that's super valuable, you know, like seek advice from different people. But every time that someone says something to you, you have to remind yourself that they live a completely different life. They have a different view of the world and their thoughts are valuable, but they're not living your life. You know, they're living their own life. So their thoughts and reflections are going to be vastly different to how you're thinking and viewing the world.
So, and especially with your parents, something that I've noticed on my journey is that you hold your parents, you know, I don't know, whichever one you trust more.
Yeah.
For me, it's just like, you know, my mom and I have a strong connection. And so I trust her judgment or thoughts on things. And I hold it in so much more of a like high regard than other people. And so there's been little comments that she has made, which has vastly affected my life, which if I stood back, had some self-awareness and asked myself what I wanted to do, I could be in a different position. Mm. You know, and again, like she just wants the absolute best for me to be safe. Like an example of this is like, you know, when I was fresh out of high school going into uni, she said, get a job as a barista, you know, like in a cafe. That's a really good, safe bet kind of thing. And I learned a lot from those experiences. You know, I learned a lot socially, which is really good. I gained a lot of life experience from that. But if I could go back to myself now and tell myself to be like, to go into a different industry or do something else, I probably would have. And if I had self-awareness back then, which is hard, you know, I was 15 or whatever, then I might not have made that decision for myself. But because mum was like, that's a good idea. I'm like, well, mum knows, boom, let's do it. And there's been many, you know, many things like that where mom or dad has been like, oh, why don't you try that? You know, and you just blindly go, yep, absolutely. Because that person raised you, they're your mother, like they know better than you, you know, like, and more often than not, they do.
Mm-hmm.
But, it, you know, just always it's good to just step back and be like, okay, cool. They want this for you and they had this suggestion and that's a good suggestion. But is it the actual right suggestion, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than just blindly making it, you know? And it's like, and it's the same with you, but it's different because I'm like, yeah, it's Dan. It's my friend. I've known him for a long time. But he has my best interests at heart kind of thing.
Not always. But
not always, apparently.
No, I do.
But with mom and dad, I noticed that I'm just like, oh, yeah, good idea. Boom. And I'll just do that thing. But it's like, no, that's where you have to be the most careful. Because again, they just want the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, all right, cool. Just have a think about it. What do you truly value? What do you truly want? You know, like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just dangerous because you can just blindly follow that advice because, you know, they're your parent.
Yeah. And with that thought, actually, it reminded me of like a little subtle thing that my mum would do when I was younger unintentionally that I noticed now was guiding me in a particular direction. And it's a bit more subtle, but it's like, for example, when I was relatively young, going through, I think, whatever, like high school pretty early, I thought about becoming like a police officer. I was like, that could be a really cool job. It's different, unique. And I remember my mum regularly saying to me, I could see you doing that job. Or I could see you in that role, right? Or when I was talking about other things, yeah, I could see you as that. And it's like that in itself frames
huge.
It. Because you're like,
huge, yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe that would be
that's
good.
That's validating then. My idea from the most important person in my life.
And again, not intentional at all. She's you should not do that thing. But yeah, just like subtle things like that from people that you love and care about can influence you quite heavily, you know? So it's like you definitely have to have thoughts on your own, and try to internally validate where you're going and why you're doing it and if it aligns with your values and what feels right, because it's so easy to be guided.
Yeah. Here's another example, and I was discussing this with somebody, you know, the other night, who is a pilot. And it was funny that, like, he was just kind of interested in planes when he was, like, in school. Mm. And then one teacher was like, oh, why don't you, like, look into that after school? And that changed the entire direction of his life. And now he's a pilot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the exact same thing happened with me as well. I just happened to be a little bit better than everyone in the class when it came to film. And I was just making little movies outside of, you know, so maybe I was already on that direction.
Yeah.
But one of my teachers that I loved and admired and respected was like, you know, why don't you look into this after school? Like, you know, you're actually, you know, obviously excelling in the class. And I was like, oh, boom, applied for university, got into university, did that. And now, like, you know, full time I'm doing film and have done for the last 10 years of my life, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Which that's a positive thing. But again, if I, you know, really stepped back and made that decision for myself, like I probably would have still gone that way, but maybe I would have gone to something else and maybe I would have enjoyed my life more or less or,
but still
like I could have stepped back and had, you know, some more awareness around that. Obviously it's hard again when you're young, but it's just another example of like one offhanded comment is like, oh, why don't you do that? And then I'm like, boom, your whole direction of your life changes.
Yeah, 100%.
Without even your awareness of it. You're like, yeah, good idea. I'll do that. And then 10 years down the line, you're like, damn, that was just such a small thing that happened. Yeah. Now I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I had a very similar experience actually. When I was doing my web development course, I was really struggling to get it and I wasn't really enjoying it. I was like, it's interesting, but like, could I see myself doing this for X amount of years? And I remember having a conversation with my teacher after everyone had left and we were talking about it. I'm like, I'm just really struggling. I don't know if this is something I'm going to love doing and I just don't know really what to do career-wise. And he kind of just unpacked it with me. We talked about it a little bit. And then he goes, it seems like you're maybe more like people-focused. You know, like web development, you're going to be behind the scenes. You won't be seeing people. Have you thought about a career being more people-focused? And then as we unpacked it more, that's where I decided like psychology would be the road I would take before I even thought about doing counseling. And then again, it was like, he did it in a great way where he didn't like push me in that direction. He just thought, said like, you know, it seems like you're, yeah, more of a people focused person. And then that led me down that path. But yeah, again, like that conversation led me in a particular direction. I was definitely thinking about it. Psychology was a thought. I was like, maybe that could be an interesting career. But I think that conversation, I remember being like the catalyst where I was like, I really should do that.
And that just shows kind of how much influence a lot of people have over other people. And I suppose to inject some of that influence, you know, if it was me after listening to this podcast, I would immediately go and rate 5-star review on MetaMind saying this is the best podcast I've ever listened to. But you can do whatever you want. But that's just me.
Yeah.
So hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And we will talk to you in the next one.